We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome back, guys. 405 DGS. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Good.
Crappy day, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of an in-between, just kind of a chilly day. No biggie.
In-between what?
I mean, it's not like it's raining gross. Or anything.
Oh, it is raining.
Not out my window.
You don't even have a window.
And if it's not raining outside my window, then I don't care.
It's not raining. Oh, not man, raining have I all. Heard that before.
So, did we get much last night? It didn't where I live.
No. And again, as we were really trying to drive home, that most of us last night would not see anything at all. Were there some thunderstorms? Yes. Were there some strong ones? Yes. Mainly to our north. I really focused... Quincy, Hannibal, over to Jerseyville, Springfield. It dropped down maybe a little bit closer to about Whitehall in Illinois, but it was kind of in and out. There was some hail in a couple of places, but it was just one of those things that the atmosphere was prime, but not prime enough to really cause any problems across most of the St. Louis area.
Gotcha. What are we looking at next couple days?
Clearing skies late tonight. Again, I think most of the rain's out of the picture here. It's tapering off now, but it's completely done by 7 or 8 o'clock at the latest. Tomorrow's a gorgeous day, lots of sunshine, but cool for May, 64 degrees. That's a good 10 degrees below average. Quiet tomorrow night, Wednesday night, 49. Then another cold front drops in on the northwest flow. Bit of a changeable sky, a mix of clouds and sun on Thursday. I think there'll be a couple of showers, a couple of non-severe thunderstorms Thursday afternoon, but I want to stress there's going to be a fair amount of dry time on Thursday, 62 for the high, but think mainly in the 50s Thursday afternoon. Friday is pretty, partly sunny, 69. The weekend looks wet. Scattered showers on Saturday. A good solid rain, I think, kicking in here with some thunderstorms Saturday night and especially during the day on Sunday with temperatures in the 60s. And we stay on the cool side going into next week.
Cool. Rach, what do you got for Dave?
Well, first of all, Dave Murray's forecast is brought to you by Air Comfort Service Heating and Cooling. Wanted to talk about the fact that President Biden has announced today that he has a new vaccination goal to deliver at least one shot of the vaccine to 70% of adult Americans by July 4th. And this is an attempt to get us to herd immunity. A lot of experts are out there saying at this rate, we're not going to get to herd immunity because a whole bunch of people got the vaccine at first and there's been a pretty severe drop off. President Biden said today that he wants to talk to businesses about incentivizing people to get the vaccine, like with tickets to sporting events and discounts at stores. My question for you guys is, I think this is great that they want to do whatever they can to get to give people an incentive to get a vaccine. But do you really think that if someone's in doubt, 20% off at Macy's is going to give them the push to get a shot in their arm?
I would hope not. I think right. It's something very important. And this is something also that I got my vaccine the very first day I could. I didn't think about it. I didn't go back and forth. But that being said, if people don't want to get a vaccine, I wish you would. I think it's best for the country, it's best for me and my family, but I respect it, and I don't want to do a whole lot of pushing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel exactly the same way.
Biden said the administration is focusing on three areas of adults as it tries to ramp up the pace of vaccinations. That's adults who need more convincing to take the vaccine. And I do personally have people in my life who have not gotten it yet, and they're just sitting on the fence.
Yeah, me too.
And to me, the way to convince them is to not shame them or whatever. It's like you're saying, Dave, but they do need that little bit of extra convincing. I think that's totally valid. Then we have those who have struggled to or are in no hurry to obtain a shot. I think there are probably plenty of people out there who say, I'll wait until there's no more waiting in line at the convention center. I'll just go get it from my doctor. And then he also wants to focus on adolescents aged 12 to 15 once the federal authorities approve vaccination for that age group. And I think Pfizer is seeking approval for that within the next week or so.
Yes, I think you're right.
Yeah, I was really close.
I'm a voyeur and a snoop, and I was walking by a couple of my coworkers talking, and one of them said, I'm just not convinced, and I'm just waiting to do it in my time, talking about the vaccine. Mm-hmm. And I know this person, and they're a smart person, and not one cell of me wanted to interject my thoughts and say, oh, you really should. It just
right.
That's the way I feel about religion. It's the way I feel about who you want to sleep with or marry. It's like, look, dude, do what you want to do. Now, this has more of a chance of hurting me and mine than who you're going to marry because it's a health issue. But at the same time, it's very, very personal.
Yep. What's going to be really interesting is, because I don't get too bent out of shape about incentives like this. You know, I'm agree with you, Rach. You know, is a free donut going to really be what decide? You know, is the decision maker for you and your vaccine? But what's going to be super interesting is if, and this has been brought up locally and nationally, if employers get permission to legally say, look, you can't come back into work or you can't come into our building and work if you're not vaccinated, which sounds like it should be illegal, but I've heard legal experts on both sides say it might be something that legally employers can do. And if people can't go to work because they haven't had a vaccine, that's going to be a real
ball
game.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't heard anyone say this, but I'm expecting it and I will be against it. I don't think anyone should get paid to get the vaccine.
Oh, I was just reading an article right now saying that some people have proposed giving adults a $100 savings bond when they go get the vaccine.
No.
Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. No.
That's my money. Mm-hmm. And the rest of us did it without getting paid.
You didn't give me $100.
So a new survey is finding that most United States companies will require proof of COVID vaccination from their employees if they want to come into the office.
Yeah.
What do you think of mandatory? Like they've talked about making the military mandatory.
I'm sure the military has plenty of mandatory vaccines, right?
They do.
Just add it to the list.
Yeah. Yeah, the military is different because you're signing up for the, you know, you're kind of giving away. You're under a whole different, like the legal system is different in the military than it is for civilians. That's a little different.
We need to have an expert on because what I don't know is if we don't reach herd immunity, and it's not looking good, I think there's 100 million people out there that just aren't going to do it, and that will make us not reach herd immunity. Are we screwed? Are they screwed? You know, it's like, what happens then?
It's going to be like the flu shot. Like, it's like what you get one every year.
Because really?
I've heard.
Yeah, but what happens down the line, whether it be this winter, if there's some weird variant, kind of like what's going on in India right now, that hits the United States? And it most likely would be hitting people who did not get vaccinated more than people who did get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Then where are we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really scary to think about.
Those variants, I don't understand a thing about them. I'm just not smart in that way.
Viruses mutate.
But it's really, really frightening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dave Murray just brought up something that I just don't think we think about. I think we all look around at the situation and think, all right, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. There's shots in arms. Businesses are opening back up. You know, they're getting rid of occupancy limits. There's a possibility that it could come back with a force.
Yes.
And it could, and like Dave said, it could really hit people who haven't had any sort of production up until this point. But I think we're really arrogant and we think that it's almost over. And maybe it is, but it could not be.
I watched about an 8-minute video last night that someone sent me. a cell phone video, not like CNN or something, from India, from the streets of India. And it was difficult to finish because you are literally seeing people. It's a straight 8 minutes walking around the streets. And I bet you see 20 people just fall down and die. And just the living conditions. It really, I wrote down, like, thank God we live in America. Because that Lee Greenwood singing his ass off about American free. Like, no. You should be glad you're American because the way we live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We are so fortunate. I just happened to be born in South Roxana. I could have been born in India, Yemen, wherever. Not born at all. But damn, I'm glad I live in America when things like this happen.
Well, apparently India's government was selling off more doses of the vaccine than they were giving their citizens, which it would just never happen here. It would never happen, no matter who was president, no matter who was in charge. We are taken care of in that respect. So it's definitely something to be super grateful for. But scary stuff. I mean,
It was very difficult to watch. Whatever you have in your mind, it's about 10 times worse than that. And you just realize, like, I texted the person back and I'm like, this is happening right now on the planet. The same planet I'm on, watching Netflix and eating Chinese food. People are literally falling over on sidewalks and just dead. Just nuts. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Well, I hate to end it there, but I got nothing else. So, Dave, thanks for being with us. Appreciate it, pal.
Now, the John Rooney Conversation on KMOX. Sponsored by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. And if you're a Missourian, we're for you.
Welcome back, guys. 421 DGS on KMOX. Time to talk to the voice of the Cardinals, John Rooney. Hello, John.
Hi, Dave. How are you today?
Doing good, man. Kind of a weird night last night when the lights went out.
Yeah, it was, and how quickly they came back on.
Mm-hmm.
That's the great thing about it. I have sat through so many delays over the years with power outages, and it has been, you know, sometimes an hour or more to try to get the lights back on. If a transformer blew somewhere and they had to make a replacement. But it's fortunate that we didn't have a fastball coming in at 97 miles an hour when the lights went out.
No.
That's the good news.
No kidding. No kidding. Can you, if I asked you, does anything jump to the front of your brain, like the weirdest thing you've seen happen in a ballpark while you're calling a game?
Oh, I think, you know, some of the weirdest things are fans running onto the field, like the guy in Philadelphia who was tasered when he ran on the field.
Yes.
And that was kind of interesting. But no, we've had power outages before, and that's where I was kind of holding my breath because Reyes was ready to pitch.
Oh man!
And that guy can bring it. And if he goes up and in with a fastball and the lights go out, well, then the lights are going to go out for that hitter, too, and that's not good.
No kidding. Boy, Adam Wainwright, love the guy. He just can't seem to do wrong. I mean, he just has the Midas touch. Everyone loves him. And then this COVID thing and his tributes to mothers, like, really, really cool.
Oh, it is. That's Adam Wainwright. That's the guy they traded J.D. Drew for with Atlanta years ago, and he made his Major League debut with the Cardinals, was a closer in 2006. He closed out the LCS against the Mets, striking out Carlos Beltran with a great curveball. So you list all of his baseball accomplishments. But what he's been able to do with his foundation in the U.S. and worldwide, and what he has done as a family man, as a pillar in the community, whether it's in St. Louis or in St. Simon's Island, where he lives during the offseason, he is just a good guy. And he's a very good baseball pitcher. He has all that going for him, but he's very smart. He thinks things through. He finds solutions to problems, whether they're personal or whether they're on the field in baseball. And that's if young people take a look at a role model, that's a good one right there, number 50, Adam Wainwright. I cannot say enough good things about Adam Wainwright, having known him from when he first came up to the big leagues.
Boy, John, you just gave me a flashback. J.D. Drew, he was everything back when he came up.
Yeah, he couldn't miss. And he was good. But I'd rather take Adam Wainwright, though, for the long haul.
Better believe it.
I'm glad they made that deal.
So final thing, Arenado seems to, I mean, it's not like he started slow, but he seems to be really picking it up.
He really is. I mean, the RBIs, I think that's like 8 RBIs in the last 5 games for him. And the fact that he was able to foul off a really good, tough pitch, just barely nick it to stay alive, and then rise to the moment on the next pitch and hit a home run, that speaks volumes. And
he's
that type of player. He wants that spotlight, and that's why the Cardinals and about every other team in baseball was interested in acquiring his services. But he has been a perfect fit for this team, this clubhouse, and the fan base just adores him, and that's one of the great reasons. Plus, he's great in the field, too.
Anything top of your mind with the Mets coming in town?
Jacob DeGrom won't pitch tonight. I heard that on the news, and I got word of that just before that was announced on KMOX, that DeGrom has a sore side. That's all I've been able to pick up so far, why he won't make the start. And here's a guy who's had some tough luck one-run losses and has an earned run average of about a half a run a game.
Mm.
So the Cardinals won't have to face him. So they'll have to prepare for whoever the Mets put into that situation. They had a bullpen game last night. They brought Lucchese up to pitch, the left-hander, and then followed him with Gesellman. And they're going to have a similar situation probably tonight, or move a starter up. So we'll see what they do. I'm about ready to head into the booth and get ready for the game. So it will be interesting to see how all of that goes. And we're going to have some decent weather, looks like. Might be a little chilly, but it will be dry, and we'll play baseball tonight.
Have a great game, John. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave. Talk to you soon.
All right. That's really nice, isn't it? Just about Wainwright. You don't, I'm sure, I don't know. I was going to say I'm sure most people are good people. I'm not sure of that anymore. But it's really nice to have someone who is time-tested.
Yeah.
It's not like this is his first season. He pretends to be a nice guy. He's really a really bad guy. It's just nice to see that 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Welcome back, guys. 437 DGS and KMOX. To look, we're just people. We go home. We have relationships. Some of them are significant. Sometimes they go bad. It's probably too personal, but Rachel is currently in a very serious relationship, having some troubles. What did Target do to you?
Well, look, they didn't do anything that bad, but they just happened to stumble upon one of my worst pet peeves. And so it was Earth Day last month. And one of my greatest pet peeves in life is when different companies commercialize Earth Day and then they end up manufacturing products that are just going to end up in a landfill, kind of defeating the purpose of Earth Day. So I got my Target pickup order on Sunday because that's, I will say, I do still love Target, and Target Drive Up is great. It's free. You don't even have to go into the store. But I got home and I was unloading all my stuff, and there was a little package, and it was a piece of cardboard folded all elaborately, and it said, "We wanted to give you a gift for Earth Week." And inside was a sample of Target coffee, and it was wrapped in this piece of cardboard that was made of 30% recycled materials. And I thought to myself, you know what's better than a 30% recycled material? No material. Don't give me this. I don't want this. I don't need this. How many millions, if not billions, of these samples did you make up to give away in people's packages? You're just creating more trash and more clutter, which is the opposite of what Earth Day is supposed to be all about. Plus, they gave it to me like a week late or a week and a half late, meaning they had all of this extra inventory that they had to move, so they gave it to me later. It's just one of those things that drives me nuts. Like when people, it's like, oh, we're going to give you a free plastic bottle for Earth Day.
Mm-hmm.
No one wants that. If someone wants a reusable bottle, they're going to buy it and they're going to make that choice for themselves. I have a tumbler with me every day because I don't want to buy bottles of plastic, and is it going to get recycled if I put it in the recycling bin? I'm not 100% sure, so I'd rather just drink it out of my tumbler. If you manufacture 1,000 bottles and hand them out to people, it's going to end up in the trash.
Yes. Mass producing
thousands
of plastic water bottles and say, here's your water bottle, now drink out of it every day.
It's going to end up in a landfill, period.
Yep.
End of story. It's just one of my worst pet peeves. And Target is, like, they do try to be ethical, I guess. Like, that's the vibe that they put out. But really, they're just trying to make more money. Like, they gave me the sample so I would buy that coffee, and they wrapped it in the Earth Day materials. Mm-hmm. When, to me, the best way to celebrate Earth Day is don't create more junk to clutter the earth with.
Yeah.
I have a pet peeve. I am really, really bothered and annoyed by photographs of gigantic presidents and tiny ex-presidents. Have you seen the photo I'm talking about?
No.
Okay,
can
so
you pull it up?
It's up here. On Twitter here.
Take a look at this freak
show.
So
Joe and Jill Biden recently went to go visit President Carter and his wife. I'm sorry, I don't know her first name off the top of my head.
Charter.
So Jimmy and Charter Carter, and the Carter Center released a photo of the foursome, and it is just so weird looking. Jill Biden looks like a giantess. Joe Biden, if you want a way to make Joe Biden look like a strapping, strong young man, put him next to Charter Jimmy Carter's wife. Yeah, put him next to Charter. I mean, he looks like a million bucks. The Charters, Dave, don't put that in my head. The Carters look so adorable and tiny, and they're sitting in these tiny little chairs. And the way the perspective of the photo, like the Bidens are slightly in front of them, and they just look huge. It looks like a Ripley's Believe It or Not museum display.
It literally looks like they are ventriloquist
dummies. Rosalind is her name. Rosalind Carter looks.
Are we sure it's not Charter?
They call her Farter.
She looks.
I love that you laughed at that.
But.
She looks like she's
I don't even know.
What are you doing?
She looks
that?
Like a little porcelain doll.
She's an American Girl doll.
Oh my gosh.
I just pictured Joe Biden with his hand up Jimmy Carter's back. Tell him what to say.
What?
I bet you do, Glenn.
Here, you talk about your pet peeves, Rach. Here's one of mine. And I've talked about this kind of thing before. Like during COVID, when every interview on television was done on Zoom. And people can't get it right. Like, you've been doing Zoom for months. You're working with a professional national television network, and nobody can tell you to not have your laptop camera, like, underneath your nose, shooting straight up your nostrils as you're talking, or to center your face on the, like, not have 50% of the shot be the space above your head and your, you know, behind you. Like, there's no producer there to say, hey, let's make sure this connection's right, or like give you some tips on centering you in the frame and making it look good for television. There's a professional photographer that's taking pictures of presidents of the United States, and nobody goes, we might want to,
like, this is good.
We might want to pose differently here, guys.
They look so tiny, and their chairs look tiny.
It looks ridiculous.
It looks like they're in like a miniature set or something. Like, or like when they made the Lord of the Rings movies and they built everything really small so that Ian McKellen would look huge as Gandalf. Like, that's what this looks like. It looks like if Joe Biden were to stand up, the armchair that Charter Carter is sitting in would go up to like his hip.
What if it's real?
It is. It's a real photo.
No, I mean, like, what if it's not even perspective? What if the Carters have just shrunk that much?
Well, I think they've definitely shrunk a little bit.
She's 5'5". That's not that short. She's 5'5".
She's a lot smaller than that.
You know, the only thing that photo is missing is Klein Snake.
If she's 5'5", then Joe Biden is 7'4". I mean,
Joe Biden is 6 feet even.
There's that snake would be a python.
What is going
Anaconda
on?
Anaconda 3.
That snake's right. Taking those Carters out. Better keep them away from the snake.
They are, yeah. How is there not a photographer? How does the photographer not say, let's.
Oh,
let's,
you can't trust photographers. Come on. Welcome back, guys. 450 DGS. We have Vicky Mayne coming up next. We're Paranormal Tuesday. She has been on pretty much every Halloween show I've ever done. She is a psychic medium, she will be taking your phone calls in about 5 minutes. So get ready to call in at 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120. Literally the only time you guys call is when I have a witch on. So I'm just going to start doing it every day. 5 p.m., it's witch hour.
It's the witching hour.
It's the witching hour. Someone asked me to tell my Phoebe story. We were talking an hour or so ago with McGonagall about funny kid stories. And my mom, who will be 94 in September, talks like this. She does. I love her. Love her to death, but she does. And when Phoebe was about 3, we left her with my mom for the first time ever just to run up and get some food. You know, because my mom, even then, was like old, and she's not used to watching kids, and we're a little concerned, like, I don't know. But mom says, oh, she's going to be fine. Go get your Taco Bell, whatever. So we come back, and my mom says, oh, Phoebe's been doing her impression of me. And I'm like, what? What's she doing? And she goes, go ahead, Phoebe. And 3-year-old Phoebe goes, David, will you get me some milk and eggs from the store, David? And I'm like, son of a bitch. Like, what?
Have some chill, Phoebe.
What are you doing? What's wrong with you? And I'm like, she has brain tumor, Mom. That's what it is. Big grapefruit. Just dead to rights. Just had me.
She blew your cover.
Blew my cover.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know where she gets that. I've never done a voice like that. I've never made fun of you when you called and asked me to get milk and eggs.
It's like when I got pulled over for, running a red light. I still think the light was yellow enough, but
oh boy,
that's a different story. And got pulled over, and the police officer is in the window writing the ticket, talking to me. And Grace, little Grace, is sitting in her car seat, 4 years old, going, he's not wearing his seatbelt either.
That's awesome.
Like, shut up! Shut up!
When Nick was about 3 or 4, we lived in Clayton. And after his mom and I had broken up, and we were at what used to be called the Social Schnooks. Remember that, over like on Clayton Road and mm-hmm. Hanley? And we were checking out, and I had bought some flowers. I like flowers, and I bought some flowers to put in a vase at home. And he had like Twizzlers, and he was sitting, you know, how little kids sit in the thing. And I'm putting the groceries in, and there is a really attractive woman waiting behind us. And Nick's just sitting there eating his Twizzlers, and he shows them to her, and he goes, these are mine. And he picks up the flowers and hands them to her, and he goes, these are yours from my dad. And this, I'll never forget it. The woman looked at me with the most disgusted look. Like, how many times have you tried to pull this?
Yeah.
That's uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable. Here's the bottom line. Don't have kids. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm watching Inside Edition or whatever is on Behind Your Head, Dave. And the whole segment has been Will Smith in the worst shape of his life, and now Marky Mark Wahlberg laying in bed all bloated.
Marky Mark.
This is not what I want to see.
Marky Mark
in the middle of the
supposedly
afternoon.
Supposedly gained 30 pounds in 3 weeks, which I guess.
For a role?
Yes. Yeah. He's doing a new movie about a boxer who turned priest, and he has to get out of shape. And I guess he was so ripped, like, you know, 2% body fat, that it's pretty easy to gain weight. 30 pounds in 3 weeks.
They're showing his diet. It's chicken nuggets, pancakes, fried chicken wings, and a 6-pack of beer. Seems kind of awesome.
Seems pretty like the all-American diet, right?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.